He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's Election Day. It's November the 6th. 2018 Tuesday. We've got a really good start to the market here today. I think the market is saying, you know what, we're just glad that Election Day is here and all of the games and all of the different forces at work prior to this election, they can just rest it now until the next presidential election, which I'm sure will be hotly contested. Right now, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 55 points. That puts it at 25,517. And this comes after a pretty good day yesterday also. The NASDAQ is really having a good day right now. It's up 48 points. It's at 7,373. It's up 0.6%. The S&P 500 up 0.3%. The S&P is at 2746. Russell 2000 small caps flat today. We've got crude oil up 7 cents this morning. $63.17. Crude oil continues to be very weak. The price and the energy stocks continue to be very weak. Gold's down 30 cents to $12.32 per ounce. Silver, hi-ho, down 7 cents at $14.58. The dollar, very quiet today. All quiet on the Eastern Front over here with the U.S. dollar. The 10-year yield, however, moving back up, approaching its yearly high here. We're back up to 3.21%. I got to believe that those chain store sales coming in pretty hot this morning, more than likely impacting the bond market to the downside and driving yields higher. The VIX very quiet today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we have, as I said, a good day going on in the market here today. It's a day that many people have been waiting for. If you're a TV watcher and you're tired of every commercial being an ad, well, you know what? That's all going to come to an end. Tomorrow we get back to kind of normal, and we'll have the results in from the midterm elections, which are now underway. Well, let's recap what happened yesterday before we begin and dig into today. Yesterday we had a pretty good Dow, actually. It was a lot, one of the best days I've seen in a long time. We had a lot in the consumer, especially the consumer sector seems to be pretty strong to me yesterday. And the financial sector was also strong after Berkshire Hathaway's report. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, was weak once again, with Apple being the weak link in the NASDAQ, and Amazon with the antitrust talk against Amazon, antitrust talk against Google, Facebook, and of course Apple's recent earnings report disappointing. And that took the NASDAQ down, but the Dow ended up for the day. Now let's just check in real quickly. NASDAQ having a strong day today. Let's see how Apple is doing. Apple is up $2.03 per share, $203.56. It did get below 200 momentarily yesterday. Let's check in on Amazon today. Amazon is up 20 points today, 1.3% at $16.48. That's where Apple is today. Well, we continue to look ahead to the November 20th talks between President Xi, President Trump. The Chinese side is ready to have discussions with the U.S. on issues of mutual concern and work for a solution on trade acceptable to both sides. This is what the vice president of China, Wang Qishan, told the Bloomberg New Economy Forum yesterday. And, of course, President Trump's scheduled to meet with President Xi later this month. Trump has threatened to impose, now this is according to Bloomberg, but the White House denies it. He threatens to impose further tariffs, which I don't doubt, really, on $260 billion of Chinese imports into the U.S. if the two countries cannot reach a trade agreement. Well, I'll tell you what, the pressure very high on China to come up with some kind of resolution that saves face for them and gets their economy and their market turned around. That happens in about 2 weeks from now, all right? Global markets pretty quiet overnight. Japan was up 1.1%. Hong Kong up 0.75%. Europe not doing so well overnight. Well, since President Trump's election, the S&P 500 has risen more than 27%. That's in the 2 years since he's been president. That figure betters the early months of Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, and George W. Bush. Barack Obama's numbers, however, were much higher for his first 2 years, but stocks were springing back from the depths of a financial crisis. So Obama got 2009. By the time he was elected in 2008, 2008 was pretty much over. He got 2009, 2010, which was the year that the earnings finally bottomed out and people started getting interest in the market. So he caught those first 2 years. Now, on average, all right, so this is a midterm election today. On average, the S&P 500 has been up 16.7% in the 12 months after a midterm election, going back to World War II. So add 16.7% onto the market today. Let's just do the math, all right? We've got the S&P 500 at 2750. That looks like a pretty good number to me to use. Let's put in 2750, and let's multiply that by 1.16, and let's see what a target price for 1 year. Now, this is according to the average returns. That would put the S&P at 3,190 12 months from now. Well, you can go back to my newsletter last weekend, and you can look at the target prices I put out there on the S&P 500, okay? Well, we shall see. What's at stake? 435 seats in the House of Representatives are up for grabs. 400. And how much money has been spent trying to win those 435 seats in the House? 35 of the 100 Senate seats, they come up every 6 years, are also on the ballot. So one-third of the Senate up for grabs and the vast majority of the House of Representatives up for grabs. Betting markets have suggested that Democrats will gain control of the House, but Republicans will keep their grip on the Senate. The vote is expected to draw historic numbers to the polls. I'm anxious to just get out and see the environment here in South Carolina. You know, people aren't that rabid about voting in California. I am. My family is. But I don't see the kind of excitement and fervor and the campaign signs that I have seen down here in South Carolina. The vote is expected to draw historic numbers to the polls and could further spark volatility in the wider financial markets. Well, we'll see. I think the market kind of likes gridlock. I don't think the market has a problem with that too much. Marijuana is on the ballot in 5 states today. Michigan, North Dakota, plus Washington, D.C., where recreational use is already legal. Less aggressive cannabis-related measures are at stake in Missouri, Utah, and Ohio, while races in Florida and Kentucky will be viewed by some as referendums on pot. In the meantime, there's a pot shortage in Canada. Okay, no wonder their GDP is shrinking. Pot shortage continues in Canada. According to Cowen, now Cowen's a big analytical firm, big research house, 57% of Canada's cannabis products in Canada are out of stock. The same percentage as last week. Products, however, are going to be added at a speedy pace, with Cowen noting the SKU count is growing 20% weekly since pot was legalized 3 weeks ago. For Canopy Growth, which has the second highest number of SKUs, SKUs, its out-of-stock rate fell 54% from 65%, and the pot stocks had a pretty good day there yesterday. Well, we've got chain store sales. We've got Eli Lilly, CVS, Marriott, Priceline, Becton Dickinson, Tenet Healthcare. We'll be right back. Tin soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally... We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it is Election Day. We're having a pretty good day in the market. We got some more really good numbers on the U.S. economy. The consumer continues to seem to be pretty healthy and robust. Chain store sales growth topped 6%. For the week ending on November 3rd, month-to-date sales are 5.8% higher. Those are excellent numbers. It's people shopping at the chain stores. I don't need any chain right now. I got plenty of chain, but a lot of people going to the chain stores these days. Eli Lilly beats by 4 cents. All right, let's check in on Lilly. How is Lilly? Lilly's been pretty good. In fact, the big pharma stocks, Lilly's not doing so good today, Howard. It's down 3.8%. I do not own Eli Lilly. Indianapolis, Indiana is where Lilly is headquartered. They have a hotly contested Senate race there in Indiana today. The market cap of Eli Lilly, $115 billion. Let's just look it up for fun in the Best Stocks Now app, okay? I met a guy last night. I stopped for some dinner, and there was a kid. Oh, he's not a kid. Maybe he's 30, college graduate, maybe late 20s. And we struck up a conversation. I said, so what are you doing? He says, I'm just starting as a financial representative for Edward Jones here in Charleston, South Carolina. Oh, and I thought back to my days, you know, over 20 years ago, starting fresh in the business. I just asked him, gosh, how do you guys, what kind of help do you get? Well, I guess they have some kind of a training course of some sort. Then I told him, you know, what I do and how I pick my stocks and whatnot. And, you know, it's pretty obvious that, you know, he's pretty green, wet behind the ears when it comes to the stocks. And they don't teach him anything about that. That's pretty obvious. You know, they want him to diversify with ETFs and pretty much follow the modern portfolio theory. That's just the gist I got. So I was just kind of explaining to him how I pick stocks of combining valuation with performance. And I could tell it was like way over his head. So anyways, I wish him the best of luck, but you know what? I mean, I don't think I'd want him managing my money. Maybe 20 years from now, okay, after he's been through a couple of bears, beaten up, dragged around, kicked around, and if he's still in the business by then I would call him, you know what? You've been through some wars. You know this business by now. Anyways, Eli Lilly is currently ranked at number 102. Well, that's not bad. This is kind of a defensive market right now, which does help a stock like Eli Lilly. Lilly's actually had a pretty good run here, up 36% over the last 12 months. That beats the market, which is only up 5.7. Okay, so look, 1 year ago today to today, the market's only up 5.7%. We're expecting at least the averages after a midterm election are 16.1. And I hope I'm sitting here in this studio a year from now saying, look at the last 12 months. We're up 16.1%. Well, we'll see. Eli Lilly has beaten the market over the last 3 years, 13.7 versus 9.3. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 20%, double the market return. Take that, GE, Jeffrey Immelt. And over the last 10 years, Lilly's delivered some very delicious returns, 16.7% per year, while the market's delivered 11.4%. Dividend yield is 2.0%. Now, let's just check the valuation here. I show Lilly, this is why I'm not interested in it at the current time. I show it with about 60% upside potential from a value point of view. It gets a D-plus value grade. And I think a lot of its recent activity has been due to money leaving hotter areas of the market and going into big pharma and a little bit safer harbor. So, yeah, I'm going to pass on Lilly right now. But you know what? It's done a pretty good job over the years. Okay, let's look at CVS. They're buying my Aetna hair. And I'm going to get a percentage ownership in CVS. So I'm happy to see CVS up today. And I want to say CVS is in the S&P 500. CVS is up 2.6%. They beat by 2 cents. They beat on revenues. Now let's go back to last Friday when I reported in my newsletter that no longer is this quarter that's being reported expected to come in 19.3% higher than last year. It's now 24.9% higher. That is a huge upgrade to earnings expectations, a huge upgrade. And if you believe my theory that stocks follow earnings, there really is no reason for us to be going into a bear market anytime soon. And I see no reason why we would be going into a recession here anytime soon. Okay, CVS, part of the S&P, beats earnings, beats sales. Let's see how that is translating over to Aetna. Oh, that's a nice move in Aetna. Now, I'm a happy camper. I have a big position in Aetna. Aetna is up 2.5%, hitting almost a new all-time high today at $204.39. Well, I like to stay at Marriott. Do I like to own the stock? I currently do not own Marriott stock. That's a terrible chart on Marriott. I don't know what's wrong with that. I know the consumer is strong, but Marriott stock is weak. They did beat earnings by 39 cents. They miss on revenue. Now, I would say if you're going to find one negative thing to say about this most recent quarter, now, Peter Schiff, he finds nothing positive to say, ever. Ever does he find anything positive. He is the most, oh, my gosh. I want to crawl in a hole and, you know, after he's done giving his forecast of the world and the market. Anyways, Marriott, I would say the only negative thing you could say about this quarter that is almost now all in the books, maybe there's been a little softness on the revenue, the sales side. But you're still looking at about 7% growth in earnings this quarter versus this same quarter last year, which is very healthy and very robust. Well, Marriott stock down 4.4% today, and it's been in a downtrend really since last fall, since early this year. I do not have a position in Marriott. Now, one of the great stocks of all time, it was in my book back in 2011. It was one of the biggest winners in my book. There were several huge winners. You can look through it. You can see all the stocks that turned into big, huge, not all of them, but a lot of them, big, huge winners. Well, one of them reported earnings yesterday. And we'll report on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're headed to Sarasota next Monday. And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday, all booked up. I'm told that pretty much it's all booked up Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, except early in the morning. I am an early riser. I do the show at about, it's at 10 a.m. is when I do it live from my traveling radio studio. But I could fit in someone maybe at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. And then, of course, on Thursday, I'm speaking to the American Association of Individual Investors, Sarasota chapter, at 4 p.m. in the afternoon on Thursday. You can go to their website. That's AAIA. I'm not sure what their website is. If you just Google it, AAII of Sarasota, I'm sure you can navigate it and figure out how to register for their event. Or you can go to my website. I believe we have a link to that event. So again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week in Sarasota. Beautiful Sarasota. And I'll be at the Westin Hotel. And we have a pretty full calendar Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Maybe a few openings early in the morning. All right, now, Arizona. This will be my first. Now, I spoke at Financial Fest back in February. There was Charles Payne, myself, and Gary Kultbaum all spoke at Financial Fest. And I was swarmed at my booth after my speech that I gave there. Well, this time I'm doing it on my own. There is no Financial Fest going on, but Wednesday night I will be at the McDowell Mountain Marriott right there by the jet port. You can fly in your private jet from Minneapolis or from Seattle and come to see us at 6:30 p.m. I will be talking about the current state of the market at that point in time and what looks good to me. That's Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., December the 5th. That's the first week of December, December the 5th, in Scottsdale, Arizona. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I will be there also during the day with appointments open to meet with you. If you'd like to come and meet with me, I will again. We'll be at the Marriott McDowell Mountain. Most people there know where that's at. Nice area of town. And you can set up an appointment to meet with me. On Monday, I'm speaking over at the Sun City West Investment Club, where the sun never sets. And we will be talking about the market there. But that's a private event at 4 p.m. in Sun City. But during the day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I'm available to meet with you. Look at your portfolio. Tell you what I think. Tell you what I think I could do for you. Maybe I can help you. Well, and then Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., I will be doing a workshop, a little gathering there at the Marriott in Scottsdale, the McDowell Mountain Marriott. Okay, so that's the upcoming tour calendar of the Rolling Thunder review with Rolling Thunder with Gunder. All right, Priceline.com is no longer Priceline.com. They changed their name. They changed their symbol. You know, I don't like when companies do that. I will continue to call Google Google. I'll never get used to calling them Alphabet. At least they kept the same symbol. But Priceline changed their symbol and their name to BookingHoldings.com or Booking Holdings. Well, they reported earnings. They missed earnings by 40 cents. They beat on revenue, and the stock is having an excellent day. This kind of offsets the bad day that Marriott's having. I guess Booking is cutting into Marriott's prices that they can charge for their rooms. I don't know, but Booking is up 5.8%. That translates to $108 per share. However, having said that, Booking has been in a pretty slow downtrend here since February of this year, and it's not one on my list these days, although, you know, several years ago. This is one of the great stocks of all time. Okay, let's just see what their numbers, where it's ranked at here lately. Now, at one time, it's a Gunderson Trophy winner. Okay, this stock over the last 10 years, we just talked about Eli Lilly averaging, 16.7% total return over the last 10 years, booking 42.6. But there's no question that its better days are behind it. It's not growing like it once did. I mean, there's mathematics involved here. The Ciscos of the world and the Intels of the world and the booking holdings of the world cannot continue to grow by 30% per year. Eventually, they slow down. Let's just look at booking most recent quarter. Earnings up 7%. Sales up 9%. Okay, it's now a single-digit grower. It continues to decelerate. And therein lies my whole concept of best stocks now. I like companies that are in their prime, where their earnings are accelerating. And eventually, they start to hit a mathematical equation where they cannot continue to grow at 20 to 30. It's just not possible. Walmart is now a single-digit grower. Coca-Cola is a negative grower. You've saturated. I'd like to get the world to sing, but it's all saturated in Coca-Cola now. There's nowhere else to put a Coke can. Every refrigerator, or every liquor store, every restaurant's got Coke. Where are they going to expand? How are they going to grow? Well, booking is past its prime, and booking is currently ranked at number 600 out of 4,989. So, you know what? It had a great run. It had a fantastic run. In fact, I would call it and Monster Beverage. That's right, Monster Beverage, which was bought out eventually. Those were two of the great stocks over the last 10 years. All right, a few other stocks here in the news. Becton Dickinson, I used to own it. I got stopped out of it. I had a line in the sand. It is down 6.2% or 2.6% today. I think a lot of these stocks, however, having said, you know, I'm looking at these lines in the sand that I've drawn. I've also drawn kind of like the ultimate line in the sand. And that's where I start to get interested. You know, if a stock comes down to its really long-term support, I think personally that once this election gets over, there's a lot of good buys out there. And you look at Becton Dickinson. It's now down $30 a share over the last 6 weeks. I'm not ready to step up to the plate to it yet, but it's down 12% from its recent high, and its recent quarter, 22% earnings growth and 39% sales growth. And the stock fairly cheap now at this level. I think there's a lot of stocks like that. In fact, I was telling my crew yesterday, we just visited Atlanta. We met with a lot of folks there that want to open accounts with Gunderson Capital Management. I told them, well, you know, I think this is a tremendous buying opportunity right now. If they're not on board, I already picked up a big one yesterday. I think that's the only one I bought yesterday, yeah. And I think there's a lot of great buys right now. Everybody always says, I'm waiting for a pullback. I can't get in till there's a pullback. We just had a 10% pullback in the month of October. While the market was pulling back 10%, the company's reporting earnings were coming in much better than expected. Instead of a 19.3% increase, which we started the quarter with expectations for, we're now at 24.9% increase, which means that actual earnings are beating by a wide margin. And I've also seen upgrades to next year's earnings and the following year's earnings. And you combine that with a 10% pullback which has brought the S&P 500 down to 15.6 times forward earnings. And I, along with many other market watchers, think that the market can eventually get back to 17 to 18 times earnings, especially if we can get the China situation behind us. And I think we will at some point. So if you're sitting on paperwork out there, you better get it back to us. There's some buying going to be going on here. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Get ready, Sarasota. We'll be there next week. And if you'd like to book an appointment with me, pretty much full except for the early morning of Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of next week, you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to GundersonCapital.com. Okay, a few other stocks in the news. I think there's 77 companies that are reporting earnings this week. Very nice report from Mosaic. What the heck does Mosaic do? Are they a tile company? No, they're a fertilizer company. Their earnings did not stink. They came in at 9 cents better than expected. They beat on revenue. You see, you got to have fertilizer to grow those crops. I know that as a gardener. Got to have the nutrients. And Mosaic, one of the best charts of the day, breaking out today to a new 52-week high. Put on your hip boots, plug your nose, and Mosaic is the stock of the day today. MOS, company headquartered in Plymouth, Minnesota. I thought there was something funny as I drove by Plymouth there, had to roll the windows up. Anyways, we've got Archer Daniels Midland, which I'm sure they need some of Mosaic's products in order to grow their grain, one of the biggest grain companies in the world, Archer Daniels Midland, ADM. They beat earnings by 9 cents, and they beat on revenue. See, the beat goes on. Literally, the beat goes on, as Sonny and Cher sang. The earnings beat and the revenue beat continues, and that's a good thing for the market. Petrobras, okay. What's the leading index in the world in 2018? Right now, it's Brazil. Petrobras is a big part of that Brazilian ETF. If you didn't see the news, Brazil pulled off a big stunning upset a couple weeks ago in their election, electing, after many years of leftists running Brazil, they elected a very much right-wing, pro-business candidate. And Petrobras has just been, oh my God. The scandals and the money that's disappeared. This is their national oil company, and Petrobras. Think about Venezuela and their vast reserves and how they can't even ship it. They can't even get it out of their port. With before Hugo Chavez running the country and now Maduro running the country. Well, you know, Brazil has not done much better, not as bad as Venezuela, but they have vast oil reserves down there in Brazil. Petrobras got cleared down to, it was when it was scandal-ridden, $2 per share in 2016. It's worked its way back up to $16 per share. And if they can get a pro-business agenda and maybe clean up some of the graft and bribery, I don't know about that. Petrobras could be a good stock once again. They did beat by 6 cents. They did beat on revenue. Let me see. What else did I want to mention? Two more biotechs go public today. It's been a record year for small biotechs. Let's see. Eaton Pharmaceutical has filed the prospectus for 3.6 million share IPO, coming public $6 per share. Question to you. Would you invest in a $6 biotech stock IPO, which is coming public here any day? Also, Orchard Therapeutics just closed their IPO of 16 million American depository shares at $14 per share, grossing $225 million. So the underwriters collected $225 million to give to the company, and they are now a publicly traded biotech company, along with countless other small biotech stocks that have gone public here in 2018. I try to warn of bubbles. I've warned of bubbles in the Bitcoin. I've warned of bubbles in the marijuana cannabis stocks. I warned of bubbles in the single family homes back in 2008 or 2006, 2007 time frame. There's been several bubbles. They pop up all the time. And I think there's a bubble in the IPO small biotech market. And, you know, just the probabilities. Run this by an actuary. You know an actuary? All right. Talk to them about what are the probabilities of Eaton Pharmaceuticals coming up with a blockbuster drug someday, versus the probability of running out of money and not coming up with a drug someday. I would think that the odds greatly would favor them not coming up. But you know what? I just think that some of these biotech ETFs where you're getting broad exposure, if you're bullish on the biotech stocks, and if you think that, like I do, that a lot of them are going to eventually blow up and go broke, well, then you can look at some point in time when the market starts to reverse, when the next bear comes along, you can look at an inverse biotech ETF as a potential money-making opportunity. Well, okay, we'll close with this. Rand Gold beats by 16 cents. I have no interest in the gold stocks right now. A big biotech, Regeneron, which works on diseases of the eye, they beat by 73 cents. They beat on revenues. Mr. Bojangles takes a buyout offer. We have some Bojangles here in Charleston. I haven't been to one, but they're going private, okay? B-O-J-A. And that's about all I have for today. I'm sure I'll have a lot tomorrow. We've got an election coming up and pundits weighing in all throughout the day. The market basically, I think, is in hold mode right now. If anything, you know, what rally we get is just a rally saying, we'll be glad when this is all over and we can get on with life. And I think the market will really, really, really appreciate someday in the future getting the China trade war behind us. And that could really get this market going once again, which now has a forward P.E. ratio of 15.6. Earnings for this quarter being reported expected to be now 24.9% higher than the same quarter last year. That's not what bear markets and recessions are made of. But we always keep our eye in the rearview mirror. If you'd like to book an appointment, GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.